Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray for guidance and protection from the Almighty One. Bless God and protect us, I pray.
Guide and protect me.
About what you remember about the man. And
Let's have a rocking drum stomping time, okay? All right, before we go into the show, let's kind of give us some credit to our sponsors. We want to thank Caribbean One Love, Mr. Terry Reed over there at Caribbean One Love. Thank you, my brother, for all your support that you've been giving us. And head over to Caribbean One Love. That is the community where you can find all people from all parts of the Caribbean island. You may be looking for a friend you haven't seen for a long time. I found a friend, I think, last week, Monday, who's been looking for me for a very long time. And she saw my profile on Caribbean One Love, and we were able to connect. And those people who don't know anybody from the Caribbean and want some real Caribbean friends, head over to Caribbean One Love. There's so much over there to do. The site is very dynamic. We are making changes daily. We are adding new stuff. We are adding new entertainment. We have reggae shows now lined up there as well. So that's a good place to be. Also, Z Greeting Cards, zgreetingcards.com. The holiday season is just gone. And, of course, you don't have to wait for the holiday season to get some real wonderful pictures. But if you do have some of those beautiful snow days, go at zgreetingcards.com and create one of those pictures. Surprisingly, send it to your relative or keep for keepsake. What happened? These are real cards. These are not e-cards. These are real cards. And you just put in the information for the person who you want to receive the cards. The company create the cards that you, of course, initiated, your photograph or whatever it is. You can digitally sign these cards. You can put the exact words you want in these cards as well. So these are unique to you. And voila, you take one click and it's off. The company prints this card as per your speculation and send them off to whatever recipient. How this is really cool, for example, if you have like 100 people you want to invite to your wedding or your birthday party, you just create one card. And you just input all the names of the people and their address one time. So you have that information stored, as you call it, a campaign. And if you ever want to make another card for those set of people, you just do one card. And you just click the campaign, the particular campaign, and it just proliferate the whole names, and the company prints them, send them out to you. You don't have to lick a stamp. You don't have to go to the post office. And they're below the regular cards that you buy in the store, plus the convenience. Wow. What about all of that convenience? Okay, so head over to zgreetingcards.com. That's zebra. Greetingcards.com, and show your love to the greeting cards. Also, our man there in Italy, all the way from Italy, let's get a listen of what he has to say, and one of her biggest supporter.
BestJamaica.com, covering Jamaica in its entirety. From Negril Point to Morant Point, Galena Point to Rocky Point, BestJamaica.com is your source, bringing authentic Jamaica to you.
Big up, big up, big up, big up, Mr. Stafford McKenzie over there in Italy, creating that Jamaica, that spectacular website. And I'm sure you gave us some real good love that you put the icon or widget on there from Jamaica, and we're really getting huge response from your website. Thank you so much for your support and your confidence in this this our new radio show. We just turned 2 months, a couple of days, and we're hitting over the 6,000, going into the 7,000 mark for viewership. So thank you so much. Thank you, Steve. Thank you very, very much for your support. If you need to get to Jamaica and you want the best of Jamaica, go bestjamaica.com. Bestjamaica.com, everything. The best party place, the best eatery, the best restaurants, the best hotel. Just Steve Earth has really put them all in one package for you. So head over there. Takes all of that rush and guesswork out of finding the best places in Jamaica. So bestjamaica.com. Thank you, Steve Earth. Thanks a hell of a lot for your contribution. And one last one, Mr. Shuntai. I say all resident musician. Bring forth the music of power and strength. Every occasion we have, we definitely play music. His music are really inspirational to me, and I'm sure a lot of you have said, too, that they're really, really inspiration to them as well. So it's shuntai.com, shuntai, S-H-U-N-T-A-I, music.com, and all of the proceeds from his music go towards helping six Jamaican families. Six Jamaican families. This is a young man, and this is what he's doing with his proceeds of his music. So, wow, what a way to help out. Thank you so much, Shuntai. God bless you. And I know you'll be coming on sometime, I think it's on the 12th or the 15th. Shuntai would be on the show on the 15th, so we're going to welcome you in. Before we start the music and show, let's go to the telephone and say hi. Hello, good evening, 626. You're on the mic. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I am good.
I was just listening to your show. That was pretty much it today.
Who is this?
This is Julian.
Julian?
Yes.
That's good. Thank you for keeping our company.
Thank you for
keeping our company. Where are we going to be? So where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, good. Wonderful. We're going to be playing a little bit of Bob Marley today. Yesterday actually was his birthday. So we're going to be kind of playing some interviews, a little bit of everything, Marley, and probably talk to some fans, the chat room as well. And, have a little fun as we go along.
Yep.
All right. So you can hang on with us and, get off your dancing shoes and, probably do a little rhythm here and there.
Right.
All right. Okay, thank you. Well, let's start off with a little music of Bob, and then we're going to do some, we are going to do a little clips of some interview. These are very funny. Have your ears if you don't speak much of a Jamaican language. Sometimes it can be a little bit difficult to understand, but anyway, I'm sure you can always hear the music. But let's start off with an interview first, and when we come back, we put some music on the board, and we can chat, all right? There we go.
We heard, but some people may not understand, and hopefully we'll get a better understanding tonight, because with us is Bob Marley, of course, of the Wailers, and along with Tyrone Downey, his keyboard player, are here tonight. And they've performed to sellout crowds, and just incredible crowds all over the world, in Europe, the Americas, and most recently in Africa. The music is infectious, and the message is influential, and we are pleased to have with us tonight the great Bob Marley and Tyrone Downey. And hi.
All right.
And good to see you. Now you just got here from the Heinz Auditorium tonight.
Yeah.
So did you have a good time? Is it a good show?
Well, we had a good time, but we hope that we can do it next time better.
You're really a perfectionist, aren't you?
Like when it gets right, you know.
Yeah, I would think, because I've seen a couple of your shows, and I would think that even though people in the audience think that it's probably the best show they've ever seen, you're always try to make it a little bit better. Just get it, get your shows to be just right.
Yeah, we'll have a try, you know. Kind of, when it's right, it's nice.
How do you know when it's right? What makes it just right?
When it's right, everything makes it right. People right, we right, music right, vibes right, everything right.
Can you sort of feel it?
Yeah, I feel it right.
Now, you're in the middle of a rather large tour right now, aren't you? I mean, you opened up in New York City and...
No, this is the first we'll open up here.
Oh, so you just, this is the second leg of the tour, or you...
This is the first leg.
Well, what I was wondering about was when you were playing down in New York City, and we were reading about that up here, and when you played down in the Apollo Theater.
Well, that was last year.
This past year?
Yeah.
What was that like, playing at the Apollo?
It was good, you know, brand new experience.
Because the people up in Boston may not be familiar with the Apollo Theater. It's one of the famous black R&B theaters up in Harlem in New York City, and that's the first time you ever played up there.
Sure. James Brown and all them people played over there, no?
Yeah.
So it's a good place to play.
Did you purposely want to go there? Did you have a feeling about having more black Americans?
You want to go to Harlem, no? It's a good feeling. It's like going to Trinidad, you know, in Jamaica, Zimbabwe. Kind of that type of vibe.
It's the first ever really penetrated the black community as such. Because it's one of the few venues that's really a communal venue as such. So it was the first kind of experience in that way in America.
Did you compare it to playing in Zimbabwe? And I know that you played in Zimbabwe on their Independence Day, and at your own expense went over there. That must have been a pretty special day.
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, one of the best things we could have ever do. Was invited by one of the people who was government.
Uh-huh.
So we went down there to show for them, and it was great.
What was that like? I mean, there was enormous, what is it, 30,000 people saw you at one time?
Yeah, the stadium was full of people, you know, from all different places in Africa. Because what happened to that crowd was an invited crowd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was like guests.
So it was like a free concert?
Yeah, it was free.
Did it feel like a dream come true to you to go to Africa to play on an independence on the day that a nation became independent? Was there something real special about that for you? It must have been.
Yeah. That's strength.
Uh-huh.
That's strength, really. People really acknowledge the truth and,
yeah,
you know, so we defend the truth and so we can come help.
Did you play in the Apollo Theater after you played in Zimbabwe? Is that part of what?
No, the Apollo Theater was before I played Zimbabwe.
You played in the Apollo first?
Yeah.
Did you find now that as you're touring America now that you see more black faces in the audience, that your things have changed for you in terms of the people that you're reaching? In terms of the message of...
Well, we're interested to reach people, you know, a lot of people, hard people, you know. So, we know that black people in America must get the message, too.
Because I know that you've been working with Frankie Crocker in New York City and sort of different promoters, and I know that that's important to you at this time.
Sure.
To get that kind of feel, because you spoke about that, Tyrone, about... The feeling in the Apollo Theater, that it was sort of a different kind of feeling than some of the other gigs that you've played. Tyrone.
Me?
You.
Well, the Apollo Theater, well, it wasn't really that different. Well, in the old days of the Apollo, right, it must have been like much more intense, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then it wasn't really like an Apollo gig as such. It was a Bob Marley gig in New York with everybody coming to the Apollo, if you understand what I mean. Everybody coming up to Harlem. Because I'd say about 10-20% of the people in Harlem were really aware of what was happening. and they were really curious. A lot of people were inquiring, a lot of people were saying, hey, what's this, what's that, and Bob Marley, reggae, yeah. So at least now they're aware of it, so it's something to check out, you know, especially like how Stevie Wonder has done a reggae track. I think more black Americans will be opening up to it. But it's not as if we just want to open up to more black Americans as such. But we would love to know that we are being heard by them, you know, also. We want to be heard by everybody, but it would be good to know that we're being heard by them.
We have some. We have a clip of you performing that we want to show right now. We have to apologize for the lettering on the bottom of the screen. It might be somewhat distracting, but that's the way that it came to us from Warner Brothers. This is Bob Marley and the Wailers in concert.
place for the hopeless sinners that have hurt all mankind. Why you keep doing that, you know? It's just easier to love than to hurt. It's easier to help a helping hand than to try to stab your brother man. The man says one love. You know, it's not so hard to get together. Stop passing your dirty remarks. Okay, is there a place? You know, oh my goodness, you know, it just takes so much less effort to love than to really be evil to one another. We're destroying ourselves, you know, we need to reach out, we need to reach out to each other. Yeah. Reach out and touch a brother rather than trying to pull them down. Of love, you know. We have heard this before so many times over and over, you know. Everybody comes who has seen the light, talk about the love. You know, we take so much time to hate and try to destroy each other. We take so much pain to make sure that we put all the sticks in somebody else's pathway. And remember, one of these days we're going to give an account for this, you know. Just easier for us to stand up and show some love. Don't let the woman cry. Don't let the woman cry, you know. Try not to let the woman cry. How about that? Don't let her cry at all.
Nope.
No woman cry. Just don't let the woman cry. we don't have any crying, man. It's the same thing. You show some love. You show some love and some happiness and joy. The man Bob Marley says every time, you know, give thanks and praise. Let's hear it out from that car.
Rastafari, bless I and I.
Bless.
Jesus, I. All glory and honor to the highest level. His imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, first. And Empress Menin in these times.
Man says, come and praise Yah in the morning, and praise Yah in the evening too. Praise Him when we're up, not down, and when we're feeling good.
So man only knows Yah
when he's hungry.
So man only prays Yah
when he's sick.
Why you only call on Him when you don't have no money?
All He asks of you is to hail Him continually.
Come and we hail Him in the morning, and hail Him in the afternoon.
Hail Him when we're up, not down. Give Him thanks and praise for sun.
Glorify, magnify, let us lift up Thy name. Don't you be ashamed, don't you call on His name in vain.
Praise Thy in the morning, whether it's night or noon.
Nothing wrong with that. At least you not rely on the devil.
Now that could just be his way to submission. Oh, I'm asking you, what's your petition? Righteousness, hopefulness, humbleness, I say. You give first the kingdom of Jah, and everything will come after. Praise I am. The morning and praise Jah in the evening too. Praise Him when we're up and down, and when we're feeling blue. Hail Him, Nayabingi. Hail Him, Bobo Shanti.
Upright and be kind and good to each other, because nothing good can come out of bad. All right? Let's take a listen to one of our sponsors.
BestJamaica.com, covering Jamaica in its entirety. From Negril Point to Morant Point, Galena Point to Rocky Point, BestJamaica.com is your source, bringing authentic Jamaica to you.
Be happy? Yes. Thank you, thank you. BestJamaica.com, Mr. Stamford McKenzie. Thank you so much for compiling all the best of Jamaica and have it available in one place. BestJamaica.com, thank you so much for your support. And thank you so much for giving us a widget on your side there. It's working very, very well, and we do appreciate it. Let's take a call. Let's make a call right now. Hello, 540, you're on the mic. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great
Hello?
Today.
Yes? Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in. You know, we're celebrating Black History Month, and we're also celebrating Bob Marley's birthday, a tribute to Marley. And I hope you're enjoying it so far.
Yes, I'm enjoying the show. As you say, Black History Month is this month, and we only have 28 days. But I thank you for your music. I thank you for especially Bob Marley, his music, and what it have done for America and the peoples in America, inspirational music. So I'll continue to listen.
All right. Thank you so much. You want to say a shout-out to anyone?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to all my people in Louisiana, you know, the Scott family and the Maynard family. Thank you so much, Dr. Richardson.
All right. You're welcome. Well, stay tuned and listen up for some more real, real talk and some memories of Bob Marley. We encourage you all to call in 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Give us a call, or you can hit us up in the chat room. We'll be able to talk to you then. And show some love. Show some love. This hating and, you know, trying to destroy each other, it doesn't work. It never, ever work. It will never work. Just kind of show some love, my people. Let's get another little listen of the Marley guy.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Woo! Did you hear that? Oh, no, no, no. We got to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that some powerful piece of music there? Some powerful thought. A lot of us are still in that mental slavery. Our bodies may be free, but our mind is still locked up somewhere. This hour of the 28 days they give, we've gotten for Black History Month, we need to really focus on some of these thoughts. We need to focus on things that will enlighten us and move us forward, because it's still not an easy road, all right? take another listen to Brother Bob. This is his birthday. It would have been his birthday yesterday, 6th of February. And we're paying our tributes to him in music and some of his interviews. Words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah Rastafari. Thank you so much for tuning in to us today. We're just kind of just sitting back and relaxing a little bit. No, nothing too hard. You know, our scheduled program, we'll be back tomorrow. We're just having a little memory, down memory lane, and paying our tribute to Robert Nesta Marley. And we're going to be listening to a little bit of his interviews, as well as playing some of his music. So sit back with us and relax, and while we just take a short break, we'll be right back.
Greetings, this is Shuntai, and you're listening to the Caribbean Talk Show.
I heard, but some people may not understand, and hopefully we'll get a better understanding tonight, because with us is Bob Marley, of course, of the Wailers, and along with Tyrone Downey, his keyboard player, are here tonight. And they've performed to sellout crowds and just incredible crowds all over the world, in Europe, the Americas, and most recently in Africa. The music is infectious, and the message is influential, and we are pleased to have with us tonight the great Bob Marley and Tyrone Downey. And hi.
Hi.
Good to see you. Now you just got here from the Heinz Auditorium tonight.
Yeah.
So did you have a good time? Is it a good show?
Well, we had a good time, but we hope that we can do it next time better.
You're really a perfectionist, aren't you?
Like when it gets right, you know.
Yeah, I would think, because I've seen a couple of your shows, and I would think that even though people in the audience think that it's probably the best show they've ever seen, you're always trying to make it a little bit better, just get it. Get your shows to be just right.
Yeah, we have to try, you know, because when it's right, it's nice.
How do you know when it's right? What makes it just right?
That's right. Everything make it right. People right, we right, music right, vibes right, everything right.
You sort of feel it?
Yeah, I feel it right.
Now, you're in the middle of a rather large tour right now, aren't you? I mean, you opened up in New York City and...
No, this is the first. We'll open up here.
Oh, so you just, this is the second leg of the tour, or you...
This is the first leg.
Well, what I was wondering about was when you were playing down in New York City, we were reading about that up here, and when you played down in the Apollo Theater.
Well, that was last year.
This past year?
Yeah.
What was that like, playing at the Apollo?
It was good, you know, brand new experience.
Because people up in Boston may not be familiar with the Apollo Theater. It's one of the famous black R&B theaters up in Harlem in New York City. And that's the first time you ever played up there.
Sure. James Brown and all them people play down there. No?
Yeah.
So it's a good place to play.
Did you purposely want to go there? Did you have a feeling about having black Americans?
Yeah, I want to go to Harlem. It's a good feeling. When
all
you
right,
said Jamaica started to play, I know them can play calypso too, because they play a lot of calypso. Mm. But because the American influence music come past you down there, you know, them start to kind of get more to... Them time used to have Fats Domino.
Yeah.
And plenty of them type of people. So after a while now, the music start drift from the reggae. See, it used to be a music almost like a half blues. It used to play before the sketch start, you know. Even people like Joe Higgs, cha-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na, cha-na-na, cha-na-na-na, you know that music?
Right.
Used to play that plenty.
Uh-huh.
So from there now it developed to people start ching, 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 ching for ska, you know. And then for rocksteady, like jeng, jeng, jeng. For reggae, now it's check, check, check. You know, so you have three different things. But the three of them can put together again and make one thing still.
All right, that was Bob Marley. Bob Marley, we're paying a tribute to the man today. We just off our regular programming, and we're doing a little tribute to the man. He would be, this is going to be his birthday, or this is his birthday. It was yesterday, February 6th. Okay, let's take a little short break here, and when we come back, we'll continue with some interviews and some of the music that you're so used to, the inspiration of the man Bob Robert Mr. Marley. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Caribbean Talk Show, hosted by Dr. Richardson and Terry Reed, bringing you the sunshine, the street, and always on the beat.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Keith. Let's continue with the news a little bit, and when we come back, we do a little bit more chatting. Remember, you can call us in 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Tell us what you remember about the man. Maybe inspiration. Maybe you know him personally. Give us a call. Remember, if you are calling us, press the number 1 on your phone, and we'll have an indication that you want to speak with us. Okay? All right. Keep it jamming. Keep it coming. Mr. Bob Marley.
Jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. When
Hey, the man is feeling good, and so should you be feeling good and hiry, and you want jammies with the man or jammies with the person next to you or jammies by yourself. But listen, we are jamming it in here. It's always hot when Bob Marley comes into the house, you know. He has a presence and that you really can't deny. His music is just a spiritual on a spiritual high. A spiritual high it is, you know. Thank you guys for joining in. Thank you guys for joining in. All my friends out there on WW, you should come around and chat with us in our chat room. I know you prefer to listen to us on Facebook and all those other spaces, but sometime I want to see you in my chat room, or give me a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. If you're on the switchboard, just press 1 on your telephone, and that would indicate to me that you want to speak with the host or you want to say something. You just want to say something. This is how History Month, Black History Month, is also Robert, the Honorable Robert Nestor Marley's birthday. Around about this time he came, and he was with us for 38 years, and he left us, some of us think too soon, but the man had a job to do, and he did it, and it was well done. You know, when you don't understand how the universe operates, then sometimes you weep and mourn, and you have regrets and so on. But if you understand the workings of the universe, it was just the right time. His job was done. And he left. You know, some people would say, well, you know, if he was around, you know, a lot of other things would have changed. But we can always think, what if? Doesn't make much common sense or much logical sense because they're never here. But I want you to thank you. I still want to thank you, and just sit back, have a good time with us, and call us, and, you know, let's know that you're out there. I know you're out there. The number says that a lot. And thank you all for your support. Thank you for your support. Thank you. We're just 2 months old, and we've surpassed the 6,000 mark. And so I know you're really thinking, well, we're doing something that you're quite happy about, and we really need for you to, you know, tell your friends a little bit more. You can't have too much of a good thing. Tell your friends, let them know that we're here, and so you can share the love and the joy. How about that? I know that shouldn't be too much. But I really, really, really would like to tell you what Bob really brought to us, and a lot of many people like him bringing to us, is the music of love, or the voice of love. You know, this is so often missing from us. It's so easy for us to cut down each other, criticize each other, I mean, put stake in each other's ways. But goodness, that's a tough job. That's really, really a tough job. And it would be just so easy to reach out to your brother man and just give him a helping hand. How many times have you heard that? That's like a cliche now. Huh? Oh, let me give you another shout-out to some good music. Praise Jah, praise Jah, Jah. Tall Rich, praise Jah. Give thanks and praise always, always.
Rastafari, bless I and I. Negus, Negus I, all glory and honor to the highest level. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I first, and Empress Menin in these times.
Man says, come and praise Zion.
CaribbeanRadioShow.com, where we bring the world to you and the Caribbean to the world. All right. Wonderful, wonderful for you to be here with me. Give us a call, 661-467-2407, 661-467-2407. As we said, we're celebrating Black History Month, as well as we're celebrating the Honorable Robert Nestor Marley's birthday, which was the 6th of February. But nonetheless, we're celebrating him all week, and he's always here in our presence with his words of inspiration that is just absolutely still current in our days. And if sometimes we really take a chance to listen some of these words, I mean, goodness, you kind of want to say, these people are before their time. They are. They came here, they prophesied through their music, through their words, I mean, just interviews. Oh, and for those who had the opportunity to sit down and really rap with him, I'm sure we have lots of memories that we can definitely recall. But I just get a little facts about Black History Month. You know that Black History Month, many of us think probably just started about a couple of years ago. No, Black History Month really began around 1915. Yes, Black History Month, they started out in 1915, and I think around 1926, if my memory serves me right, around about 1926, this was called, I think, Negro History. They had about a week of celebration then, so that's a little bit trivia for there, as I can remember. as I remember more, I will sing that one to you. But in the meantime, give us a buzz, 661-467-2407, and you're listening to Caribbean Radio Show, and this is your host, Dr. Richardson. Oh, and my co-host, and our co-host, is probably somewhere there in the chat room, or definitely working in the background, Mr. Terry Reed, and also a shout-out to Mr. Keith Anthony, joining us from London. Keith, I really, really appreciate your help and your effort. And thank you so much. Job well done. And Sunday, wonderful show. The figures are coming in and they're very impressive. So thank you so much. Let's go back to get a few hits in after this little word from our sponsors.
BestJamaica.com, covering Jamaica in its entirety. From Negril Point to Morant Point, Galena Point to Rocky Point, BestJamaica.com is your source, bringing authentic Jamaica to you.
Sister, it's not been an easy road. Even though we hear the gospel so many times, a lot of us still not even consecrated yet. Isn't that true? I definitely know you can. A lot of us can really, you know, think at times, and all of those preaching and all of those saying. And we still have this war among us. We're still fighting among us. We still ain't respecting and loving each other. When somebody's trying to get up, somebody's there to kick them back down or trample upon them or step in their faces. When when we see our brothers down, sometimes we laugh at them rather than give a helping hand. We talk about Black History Month, and if we really should sit down and think about all the things that our foreparents have really suffered and died for, and a lot of times we take, not a lot of times, a whole lot of times, because things have changed somewhat and we have integrated, we forget. We tend to forget where we're coming from. And we get into this mass hatred for each other still. And I mean, there's enough hatred around. If anybody should do it, it shouldn't be us with each other. We should start learning to reach out and pulling each other up when we see that things ain't going too right. We should certainly be there to have help and give a helping hand. All right? We're going to be talking to, well, not really talking. I feel sometimes I'm talking. Here's some more interviews of Marley. And, of course, we hear a few more of his music. In the meantime, let's take another station break.
You are listening to Caribbean Talk Show, hosted by Dr. Richardson and Terry Reed, bringing you the sunshine, the street, and always on the beat.
All right, always on the beat, we try to be. Caribbean One Love, Mr. Terry Reed, a shout out to you, my brother. Shout out to you and all the wonderful things that you have been doing over Caribbean One Love. I really appreciate it, and definitely a lot of us Caribbean people, we really appreciate it. I know we're just beginning to get on the ball. People are just finding out where we are and who we are. And I would love to, I implore you, please spread the word, because we can't do this without you. We don't want to do this without you. So please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your children. You can listen to us while you're still browsing over the big S social network site in there. You can do still browse the web while you're listening to us. So there should be no reason why you shouldn't listen to us at all, because it's not going to take anything away, just good music, or whether it be music or whether it be talk. It's only we try to bring the positive to you. So it's supposed to enhance your time on the web. All right? So please let us know how we're doing. Definitely give us a call, or you can send us an email, or a Caribbean Radio Show. At gmail.com, Caribbean Talk Show at gmail.com already, or after 10 p.m., yes, that's probably easy to remember as well, after 10 p.m. at gmail.com. If you know an aspiring singer or possible comedian. You know, there are a lot of them out there as well, but sometimes they don't get an opportunity, get their voices heard in most of the major station. Oh, give us a call. Give us a call, and we'll definitely give them an interview and play their music or listen to their poetry, whatever the art is, whatever that is. So give us a call, 661-467-2407. And we are going to take another little listen to one of Marley's interview. And well, let's do that. Do a little.
Like many Rastas, Bob Marley talks in a thick Jamaican patois, which at times is difficult to understand. He starts out talking about reggae music.
Yeah, Jamaican people play it. Yeah, it's like musician from Jamaica play that music, you know. Like musician from You might find a black musician from America play funk or blues, you know. And people only play reggae music.
Can it be copied quite successfully outside of Jamaica?
Well, you see, where I feel about the music, it can be copied, you know. But it's not copied, it. It's the feel. You know? It carry a feel where you ask plenty musicians, them know it, but them can't do it. So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Did you always intend being just a reggae musician, or had you played rock music and soul music before?
In that sense, we really listen to a lot of music, you know. I mean, first time. Just to listen to music that play on the radio. Not that we couldn't afford to buy records, so we listen to the radio. And anything the radio play is that we hear. So I wasn't really into them things. I was really into, like, you know, call it spiritual music, you know, till it get more revolutionized. You know?
How long have you been a Rasta?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since. You know? But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end. You can never change, because if you even adapt things later out, you don't filter right out. So we're just Rasta from creation, you know. It's not an easy thing to explain in an educated standard way. Still you have people who can do it. But me is a common sense man. That means when me explain things, me explain it in a very simple way. That means if I explain it to a baby, the baby will understand too, you know. So we're saying, now, like the Bible. The Bible says, God same shall return as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conqueror line of a tribe of Judah. And him shall come in a new name. And this new name shall be dreadful among the heathen.
How important are the dreadlocks?
This?
Is that
this
part
is my
of being
identity,
a Rasta?
Man. Yeah, this is my identity.
Do you have to have dreadlocks if you're a Rasta?
But if he's a Rasta, then you wouldn't see why you shouldn't have it, because then you don't know freedom is freedom, and you don't have to bow, you do whatever you like. But it's not a thing to say, well, I would like to be a Rasta, but I wouldn't like to have this. You dig?
Mm.
It can't be a thing like that. It has to be a fullness where you yourself know that it's God creator and I don't want no life, no obligation. That means you're your own man. That's the first time you own yourself. You do what you want to do. Anything people want to say about you, you don't care, because, you know what I mean, even them who say still have a comeback, you see them have a disease.
Perhaps the most controversial aspect of Rastafarianism is the use of marijuana as a central part of the philosophy. Officially named ganja, it's colloquially described by the Rastas as herb, and Bob Marley is said to smoke a pound a week. It's outlawed in Jamaica, and a convicted smoker can expect an 18-month jail sentence.
The more you accept herbs, the more you accept Rastafari. You dig what I say? We who accept herb is important, but herb is more important to the people who don't accept it yet, because that is a reality. I mean, it's not so well then, so well then is something that you crave, but you check it in your sense and say, herb. Herb is a plant. I mean, herbs are good for everything. Why these people want to do so is the herb? You see? And we check that and we can't find, we just see them just say, no, you must use it because it make you rebel. Against what? Against men who won't crave, because them crave for the things like say, well, then them have some material things and them want to captivate your mind and tell you, say, well, you have to work and put your pension and him keep it all. So Herb, make you look by yourself, and instead of you want to work for the man, you want to be one of the man, so not in the sense of how he is, but in the sense of why should you have to bow to these things.
Do you have to smoke to be a Rasta?
No, man. But in this time, I mean, like, for instance, you're reaching a sense where you're strong enough to take a little smoke. So when all them car pass, although you live in the city, you don't hear it because you're thinking. Differently if you just live so. Then, you know what I mean, the whole world confuses you and you're worried and you don't have no time to think. And herb is a thing that give you a little time for yourself so you can live if you use it.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol make you drunk, man. It don't make you meditate. It just make you drunk. When you drink alcohol, you don't meditate. You're more get-headed. Herbs is more a consciousness.
It must create problems for you, though, when you go different parts of the world where perhaps it's outlawed, as it were.
Well, it's just like what we're saying, is that I don't care. This is the people who make it outlaw, it's but a few. Majority of the people from the hurt want it. And it's just a few because guns and prisons and bad life treat you bad. So people kinda. But we want some people power. And the only people power is Rastafari.
Essentially, Marley's a quiet man. A difficult man to reach because he's got no interest in the hype vibe, which preoccupies so many rock stars. He upset many New Zealand journalists by refusing interviews. Not because of a sudden whim, but because really he isn't interested in that type of thing.
Media. You see, if I run a newspaper, I would do a lot of interviews because what I want to say, I would get it across. But when I talk to someone, we have to go to someone, and then I'm hesitant to fit up their business. And if it's too militant, them try to spread a type of propaganda. I mean, media, it's a different game. Media is a media control.
You were badly hurt once because of what seemed to be some sort of political type shooting in your home country, Jamaica. Do you see dabbling in politics a good idea for someone in your position?
Well, is it dabbling in politics? I don't know what that is. Is it stand up and talk for my rights? I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right. Like, my life, you know, all I have is my life. That means if I can say I don't want that or I don't want this, when I check it out, the biggest man was a baby one time. So I don't know where he get all of these big ideas, want to be rulers over people. See? And help enforce devilism. Can't dig it. Can't take it. We're rebel, man. We're revolutionaries. You know?
Is that the way you'd see yourself?
Yeah, I see myself as a revolutionary. Who don't have no help. And not take no bribe from no one. I fight it single-handed with music. Rasta is the future. See? Yes. Rasta is the future, Skip.
Me.
Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me.
Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing with the pan, the sweet. From above, red, red wine, I love you right from the start, right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a AC style, red, red wine in a modern beat style, yeah. Give me a little time, let me clear up my mind. Give me a little time, let me clear up my mind. Give me red wine, the time, let me feel fine. Let me feel fine, all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can get you on my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no question.
Are you feeling me, people? Are you feeling me? Are you feeling me? I love it. But you hear what the mom Bob says, though, when you drink the wine, when you drink the alcohol, it don't make you get the same place as the weed does. The weed gives you time, time by yourself. Alcohol, as this guy says, make you feel fine, but you ain't being in the place that you want to be, all right? So make sure you choose well. You choose well. 661-467-2407. That's our chat line. We also have folks in the chat room. You can join them. Caribbean Radio Show, taking you for a walk down memory lane. Also, we want to look at a little bit of Black history, as I said previously. Black history began about 1915 and around about 1926. You had the Negro history, and that came about around about a week, probably about a week long. Let's go to the phone a little bit to who we have here on the line, 847. Welcome in. You're on the line. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to almost feel like I had some of those good stuff there.
I want to do an impression of Bob Marley in the interview.
All right, go on. Go on, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
Herb. 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 Herb is a plant. When traffic a pass, you just relax. Alcohol make you drunk. You don't get no meditation from that. According to Bob Marley.
You know, I'm laughing, but in seriousness, though, really seriousness, I mean, I just thought that was really funny how you did that, but real seriousness, this is conscious words, though, real conscious words. A man who get up and drink alcohol and just kind of nowhere. But as you when you smoke the herb, it take you someplace. You know, it take you someplace, and I think this is what he was trying to get at, you know? So what do you say about that?
Go ahead. It's, I would love to hear some more Bob Marley interview, because I don't think a lot of people really got around to listening to some of these interviews, you know, because these were not that long time ago, you know. This is not that long time ago. So most people in their 30s right now, you know, surprisingly, when they were like little kids, you know, that's when Bob Marley died. So it's not that long time ago. So
yes,
I think, you
he
know.
Died like, he died 81, May 81, 11th of May 81. It's not long ago, but at the same time, not many people really hear Bob Marley speak. They listen to the music, but they have not heard the man. It's a very mystic way that he has about his communication. I mean, you have to listen to Bob Marley, and then you have to listen to Bob Marley. You know what I mean? I think it's just the same thing with his music. You probably can dance to the music, and all of a sudden, something start to say, wow, maybe I should even stop and listen to this guy rather than dance to this. Because these are some powerful, powerful words.
Well, yeah. I mean, I live here in Chicago, and in the summertime, I go to a lot of reggae festivals and things like that. They had an old group that Bob Marley used to run with. They still do touring around. I forgot the name of that group. You probably know Dr. Richardson. This group he used to tour with.
I'm not too familiar. I mean, other than the Wailers and I3s.
Oh yeah, the Wailers.
Yeah,
the Wailers. Yeah, because one of the I think the bass player is still alive, and he's still the bass player still travel with the group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they were here in Chicago about a year ago, and it was in two areas and. You know, people were like smoking up real bad in the crowd. I mean, you know, it'll start off with one person, but all of a sudden you'll see like clouds of smoke everywhere. So I guess everybody was feeling the mystic vibe, you know?
I'm telling you, man. But when you start to listen to Bob Marley, though, it's a kind of mystic thing about him that, goodness, it's nothing you can, you have to be in that presence, more or less in the presence of some divine voice that kind of captivates you. I mean, just listening to the man just take you at another place. And what I love about... Go ahead.
No, I said, you know, the music kind of pull you in, you know, into that moment, what he's talking about.
Yes, absolutely. And it is so... It is... The voice and the simply, it is simple, but it is complicated at the same time. For me, I guess a lot of, you know, everybody draw from this different thing. So I'm drawing from this the way I'm, you know, trying to express it, which is very difficult for me to express. Because Marley says, when we ask about can somebody imitate reggae, or can somebody imitate the music and the rhythm? Marley says, no, you can't. It's not something that you can imitate. It's something that you really have to be there in the moment and feel and touch. It is tangible. It is palpable. You know what I mean? It is malleable. You can feel it. You can touch it. You can caress it. And I think it's also with the language as well. The way they speak certain thing, like somebody says, a Jamaican would not say, I understand. they would have to say, I overstand. You know, those kind of a mythical way of bringing across a conversation or being in the presence of a conversation. It is kind of a certainly different. I wonder if I may, Mr. Reed, just take another caller and have them join in the chat. And let me tell you, this is Caribbean Radio Show, and we just kind of sitting back and relaxing a little bit and listening to some Bob Marley music, listening to some of his interviews. Talk a little bit about Black history, if you will, and we'll entertain some callers. But we're just really jamming and just cruising. Our usual programming today, we just kind of step aside a little bit and just relax somehow. Let's take a caller, 949. You're on the mic. Welcome in.
Oh, thank you. Hi, my name is Audrey. I'm in Los Angeles.
Hi, Audrey. And how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I just made myself a cup of tea. Are you doing a little mini reading? Can I ask you for a mini?
Oh, we're not doing any reading today. We do reading on Wednesday. We're just hanging out with some, playing some Bob Marley music today. On Wednesday is when we...
You don't take calls. I'm sorry, I didn't know that. I thought you take calls on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, we have different shows. Every day we have different shows. So... Mm-hmm. For example, on Monday we deal with like some spiritual drumming and so on. Tomorrow we'll deal with the businesses. On Wednesday the psychic and the astrologer comes in. Friday we have our music, and Sunday we have near death experience group coming in. So we have different days. We have different things. So I'll call us back on Wednesday when they'll be here, because nobody's here that can do reading today.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. Have a nice time. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome, darling.
Yes, bye-bye.
Yes, there is a listener trying to get a reading. You know, everybody wants to get connected with the spiritual aspect of them nowadays. You know, everybody wants to find out what's going on, what's down the pipeline. And Bob Marley, in his own way, speak of the whole spiritual aspect of life in a different kind of way. Remember, you can give us a call. Just press 1 on your phone line if you want to talk to us. That's 661-467-2407. If you press 1 on your phone line, on your telephone, I'll be able to see that you want to speak. If not, I'll just let you relax and enjoy the moment with us, okay? This is Caribbean Radio Show, and my host is hanging out with me today. My co-host, Mr. Terry Reed, thank you. And I want to give a shout-out to Caribbean One Love, too. Caribbean One Love, bringing the Caribbean to you and the world to the Caribbean as well. Thank you so much for all the good jobs that you've been doing on the site. I mean, it is just it blows my mind to see where this organization has, you know, gone through the years or the 2 years, you know, the struggles and also the bright light and the vibrancy at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's not the end of the tunnel. Things are changing still every day. I'm really a kudos to you and your resilience, your strength, and, you know, keeping the light burning. You know, especially sometimes it can be so hard and difficult being by oneself and the amount of work that has to be done. Even just bringing this station to where it is, you know, countless of sleepless nights just to have programming together, just to get your guests together, it is difficult. And I am really happy to announce or to let you know that it has been working real, real, real wonderful. Our listenership is more than quadruple. We're just 2 months old. And although we would really want to get our switchboard every day totally lit up with over 500 people, I mean, we know that you're out there in WW listening, and a lot of you choose to listen from where you are. But sometime you can come over in the chat room, or you can go to the phone line, 661-467-2407, and chime with us. We want to hear your voices as well. Okay. So you're talking about Terry. And I'm going to play that interview again because that was very, very interesting. And I have never heard that one before, and I'm... You know, I will play that before the show is over. The mystic voice that comes across, you know, some of the commentators, have their little side thing. Oh, this is making Bob say, one of the commentators says that Bob smoke a pound of weed a week or a day. Was that a pound of weed a day or a week? Did you hear that? Terry?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
A pound of weed a day. I don't know why. Another thing that is very funny, though, a lot of people believe that every single person in Jamaica smoke weed. Why do they think that? The first thing that they, the first thing you start talking to them, you got any good herb or something like that? Why do they think that?
It's high grade.
I don't know. I am just really just laughing today. I don't know why. You know, sometimes after a hard day's work or a hard week in my case, of no sleep, maybe I'm just getting this nostalgic feeling and overwhelm, and I don't know. I don't know. I ain't got none of those good stuff yet. So maybe if I did, that would take me to somewhere. What do you think?
Yeah, and some
I-grid. And
some
what?
Some I-grid.
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 I-grade, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's the Bureau of Bob Marley Marijuana.
Okay. They have a grade for that as well. It was very funny. But I mean, it's another thing that the misconception that a lot of people believe that Jamaican people, they all just smoke weed, and which is it is not true. Some people, the majority of Jamaican folks don't smoke, and there are some Rasta men, believe it or not, and I'm sure you know that, who don't smoke weed. Some dreadlocks do not smoke weed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, not all. Everybody thinks Jamaican smoke weed, but that's not true. That's just stereotype.
That's terrible, though. I think that is so terrible.
A lot of people think also if you like Bob Marley, you smoke weed. Or just because we know Bob Marley or listen to Bob Marley a lot, they consider knowing more about Jamaicans. That's how it is.
Well, for some people, that is they can't do without it, and some people would never touch it. But funny enough, a lot of people, I think there's a more people in Jamaica would have had some form of marijuana in another format other than smoke, because some of them would boil tea in, for medicine, or they would put it in a bottle with a lot of other stuff like pimento and rum and all of that and use it for medicine, for pain. I know they use it for pain. They put scorpion in it too as well. And then bury it for, I think, 7 days and then keep it in this dark place. And if you have pain, stomach pain or, you know, pain, just pain, body pain, they will take a little bit and, as we say, souse the area and tie it, and that's supposed to take care of the pain. I say a lot of people would use it that way rather than smoking it and drink it as a tea rather than smoke it.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of Jamaican herb, I mean, you know, not only marijuana, but herb in general is used for medicine, you know, but a lot outside, you know, outside Jamaica, U.S., Europe, you know, the herb is actually, it's not the pure form. It's most likely altered with something else and, you know, with chemicals and things like that, and that's what mostly cause a lot of damage to people, you know, instead of the real natural, you know. But nobody want to talk about that neither. They just generalize it in, as far as one plant, you know, but they don't really talk about all the different plants and chemicals and different stuff people are actually mixing, you know, and that's the truth. You know, no person in power want to really talk about all the different things that people are mixing it and doing all kind of stuff with it. You know, if they talk about that now, then they will see the light of what people are actually doing.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so I think a lot of people should, you know, I think it should be brought to light to actually see that, you know, there is a pure form and then there's an altered form, you know, and you'll hear people talk about marijuana, they will talk about hydroponic, they will talk about purple haze, they will talk about all these different, those are all altered form.
Oh, you know, so are you saying, you know, my knowledge of the plant and a lot of what it does, I would admit that's very, very limited, but I know, like, I used to hear, and I'm trying to get, used to hear that, when I heard about people, because I remember growing up and hear people, I don't know how we got on herb now, we're from one place to the other, but this is all good. We talk about people having, say, for example, a farmer. I knew when I was growing up, you say you had somebody farming. There's certain people who could not go into that farm area, especially women, because that was not permissible. And there is certain species. Are you talking about the species that they maybe created species that are not in keeping with the original species that cause problems, or just chemicals added to the plant itself after it is matured?
Yeah. You know, it's a big topic. It's a big topic, you know, but you know, as I was saying earlier, it's you know, it's, there's a lot to it that people are not talking about.
But amigo, as I said, what is it that they're not talking about? Is it that they are, I don't know, is it that they're redoing this plant, or they're adding chemical to the already, I don't know.
This is what I think. I think that I'm just going to speak in general here. You know, like I said, there is a pure form, and then there's other forms that people are usually, they alter it because they want a bigger high, or they want to, you know, hallucinate or some things like that. So basically, you will have a producer that will alter it and put different chemicals in it, you know.
Is that after the plant is reaped that they put the chemicals, or is this a species they alter?
Well, they could alter it in the biological form because, you know, just like how you scientists could alter, you know, certain cells in a human body, they could do it to a plant because a plant is a living cell also. You know, so they could alter it as a plant, as it grows, you know, and can produce a certain seed and things like that that's already been altered, you know. I mean, it's easy. Have you ever been to the grocery store and you'll see some kind of new fruit that kind of mix with orange and pear?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen
that?
Yeah, there's no such thing. You know, that's altered fruit. There's either orange or pear. There's no togetherness with that. You know, so it's the same thing. I mean, in these times, people could alter whatever they need to. You know, because a plant is a biological thing that has cell that can be altered and turn into something else to either be stronger or weaker.
So are you, I mean, would you say then the original plant that came out of, say, in the 50s or the 60s or maybe whenever, they probably don't exist anymore because of these alterations?
There's always going to be the pure, you know, and most Caribbean or Jamaican would call it high grade. That's what I was saying, like high grade. That's what they call the pure natural form, you know. But there's plenty of other forms. I mean, anybody could, like, Google it. You know, there's plenty of other forms, even different color. Some are purple, you know.
What?
Some smell like skunk, which they call skunk. You know, the purple one, purple haze. There's all kind of different plant group which have been altered. And, you know, that's why it's so dangerous for a lot of people, and they do not want all this stuff illegal because of the different ways that they can produce it, which, you know, could bring harm onto the body.
Wow.
You know, so,
well, this is something that we definitely have a show on, because I had no clue. A purple weed. I had no clue that there was such a weed. You see how far...
Yes. There's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot going on. You know, that's why it's such a big thing. You know, it's not just because it's just weed. You know, it's bigger than that. But nobody talks about it. But, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, but everybody knows, every kid on the street knows, you know, parents don't want to talk about it, but that's, you know, that's all these kids, they know more than what a lot of parents think that they know. They know all about this stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there that is not being talked about, and it's kind of hidden, you know. So, and that's why it's so hard. And it could be a different topic for parents to connect with their kids.
We definitely have to. Oh my goodness, we have to make. We definitely have to dedicate some time to this thing, because I think what I knew about this thing is like. If you are in the computer age, or you are on the computer and you don't really step it up, the entire, you think you're savvy or you think you understand certain things. If you don't really keep up to it, it's going to leave you. I mean, you'll know the basics or probably think you know the basics. But if you don't keep up, definitely you're out of the light.
Oh yeah.
And I had no clue. No clue at all.
There's a lot going on. And a lot. There's a lot going on. These kids knows a lot more than the older generation, and like I said, if nobody talks about these things, you know, your teenager might be out there, but they're living in a different world completely. You know, while you're at home saying, oh, yeah, they're just smoking or doing this and that, but there's a lot more going on out there, you know.
Wow.
So, you know, but you know, again, you have Bob Marley and a lot of other reggae artists, they talk about, you know, weed's a herb, but they're talking about the pure farm, you know, that's not altered or anything like that, you know. That's not destroying their cells and things like that, you know. But if you're smoking chemical, of course chemical is gonna destroy your cell.
Mm. But did they put some of these chemicals, added chemical when the plant is mature? Do they do some of that as well?
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, they could do it genetically. They could do it, you know, either when the plant's growing, as far as, you know, injecting the plant, or just different things that they could do. You know, I'm not an expert at it, but, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, if you go and research on the internet, because the internet's full with those stuff. You know, not only that, I mean, it's been on news, and I mean, every day, you know, houses are being busted for people planting in their basement and, you know, having labs and things like that. So it's not like a secret thing. You know, it's happening out there.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow. As I said, we need to do a really entire show that speaks to this topic, definitely. But stay with me. Don't go anywhere. I'm gonna play a few music. Let's take a station ID. Well, let's take word from our sponsor when we come back.
BestJamaica.com, covering Jamaica in its entirety. From Negril Point to Morant Point, Galena Point to Rocky Point, BestJamaica.com is your source, bringing authentic Jamaica to you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you, Trivium One Love and Mr. Terry Reed, for all of the wonderful work you're doing, for supporting the station. I mean, you know, I can tell you, without your support, we wouldn't be doing this well. So thank you so much. Head over to Caribbean One Love. That's CaribbeanOneLove.com. You can find the photos of Caribbean people signing up daily. You just might be able to find somebody you haven't seen for quite a while. Or if you're not searching for anybody and you want Caribbean connection, that's the place to go. Caribbean One Love, taking the Caribbean to you, and also you to the Caribbean, taking the Caribbean to the world and the world to the Caribbean as well. Thank you so much for all the work you have been doing over there. I know that there's a lots and lots of, I mean, every day there is something new coming on. You know, they're revamping this and putting this together just to make sure everybody is taken care of, right? 661-467-2407. Remember, if you're on the switchboard, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with me, or you'd like to just join in the conversation, or I will just leave you so you can relax and enjoy enjoy what we have to offer. Today is a kind of relaxed show rather than the usual programming that we have. We're sitting, having a little chat and listening to a few Bob Marley, listening to some interviews. I've played a couple already, but I will play some of them over again for those people who are joining a little bit late. And while I'm at it, let's say welcome in to all the friends on WWW. I know that most of you are sitting out there listening to us from your iTunes or some other browser. But sometimes I would love for you to come in and talk to us or be in our chat room. So come on over. And it would be nice if you could create a profile and then follow us. So as soon as we have breaking news or we have some special artists on our program, like we're having Winsome Benjamin guys are coming up on Thursday, and Tall Rich is also on the program for Thursday on the stage on our mic on Thursday. Winsome Benjamin, she's been really blowing up the charts. So it would be a pleasure to hear some of our music and also to hear our interview. So for those fans who are out there who love Winsome, please stay tuned on Thursday. We're going to do the show a little bit early on Thursday. We're going to start at 7 for our European listeners because they have to be up at 3 a.m. in the morning to catch our show at 8 o'clock till 11. So I'm trying to see if we can take it a notch down, start a little earlier so they don't have to be up that early. On Friday, that's on Friday, the 11th. The show would be on the 11th. On Saturday, we go to our oldies and goodies with our co-host from Italy, Savert McKenzie. Hi, Savert, over there in Italy. I know it's kind of bedtime, and you're always in bed early. But big up to you. Or I think it's very early morning if you're not already wake up. But big up to you. Thank you so much, Keith Anthony, over there in London. You're always staying up with us late at night, early in the morning. And we do appreciate your kindness. And we really want to big you up. Okay? So let's take another listener to Bob Marley, an interview in New Zealand. We played this a little while ago. But let's kind of hear it. But before we do that, maybe we should go to the phone lines a little bit. Hello. Good evening. 512, you're on the mic. Good evening. Welcome in.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Good evening.
Oh.
512. Yes,
I didn't hear what area code you were answering. Is it 512?
512.
Oh, good. Okay. Sorry. Yes, hi. I just now called in. I just happened to log on and see you were doing free reading.
No, wonder if I'm sending out the wrong. How am I sending out the wrong? I think maybe somehow there's something that's missing because we're just doing some Bob Marley today. Our reading is on Wednesday. Our reading is on Wednesday. So maybe some part of our programming maybe went out wrong because you're the second or the third person who called in for reading.
Okay.
So once you come back
Wednesdays, okay.
Yeah, when you come back on Wednesday.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right, darling. Have a good night.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, those are, you know, we all, as I said before, you know, we always want to hear what's going on. Well, let's hear from Bob Marley. A little bit of his interview that we played previously. This was one in 1979 when he was in New Zealand. Here goes.
Like many Rastas, Bob Marley talks in a thick Jamaican patois, which at times is difficult to understand. He starts out talking about reggae music.
Yeah, Jamaican people play it. Yeah, it's like musician from Jamaica play that music, you know. Like musician from you might find a black musician from America play the funk or blues, you know. And people only play reggae music.
Can it be copied quite successfully outside of Jamaica?
Well, you see, where I feel about the music, it can be copied, you know, but it's not copied to it. It's the feel, you know? It carries a feel where you ask plenty musicians, them know it, but them can't do it. So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Did you always intend being just a reggae musician, or had you played rock music and soul music before?
In that sense, we really listen to a lot of music, you know. I mean, first time, just to listen to music that play on the radio. Not that we couldn't afford to buy records, so we listen to the radio. Anything the radio play is that we hear. So I wasn't really into them things. I was really into, like, you know, call it spiritual music, you know, till it get more revolutionized, you know.
How long have you been a Rasta?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes you to grow up. Because what he is what he is from beginning to the end. You can never change, because if you even adapt things later out, you don't filter right out. So we're just Rasta from creation, you know. It's not an easy thing to explain in an educated standard. We still have people who can do it. But me, it's a common sense, man. That means when me explain things, me explain it in a very simple way. That means if I explain it to a baby, the baby will understand too, you know? So we were saying, oh, like the Bible. The Bible says, God said, he shall return as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conqueror line of a tribe of Judah. And him shall come in a new name. And this new name shall be dreadful among the heathen.
How important are the dreadlocks?
This?
Is that
this
part
is
of being
identity,
a Rasta?
This is my identity, man. Yeah, this is my identity.
Do you have to have dreadlocks if you're a Rasta?
But if you're a Rasta, then you wouldn't say why you shouldn't have it, because then you don't know freedom is freedom, and you don't have to bow, you do whatever you like. But it's not a thing to say, well, I would like to be a Rasta, but I wouldn't like to have this. You dig?
Mm.
It can't be a thing like that. It has to be a fullness where you yourself know that it's God creator and I don't want no life, no obligation. That means you're one man. That's the first time you own yourself. You do what you want to do. Anything people want to say about you, you don't care, because, you know what I mean, even them who say still have a comeback, you see them have a little scene.
Perhaps the most controversial aspect of Rastafarianism is the use of marijuana as a central part of the philosophy. Officially named ganja, it's colloquially described by the Rastas as herb, and Bob Marley is said to smoke a pound a week. It's outlawed in Jamaica, and a convicted smoker can expect an 18-month jail sentence.
The more you accept herbs, the more you accept Rastafari. You dig what I say? We who accept herb is important, but herb is more important to the people who don't accept it yet, because that is a reality. I mean, it's not so well then, so well then it's something that you crave, but you check it in your sense and say, herb is a plant. I mean, herbs are good for everything. Why these people who want to do so is the herb? You see? And we check that and we can't find, we just see them just say, no, you must use it because it make you rebel. Against what? Against men who won't crave, because them crave for the things like say, well, then them have some material things and them want to captivate your mind and tell you, say, well, you have to work and put your pension and then keep it all. So Herb, make you look by yourself, and instead of you want to work for the man, you want to be one of the man too. Not in the sense of how he is, but in the sense of why should you have to bow to these things.
Do you have to smoke to be a Rasta?
No, man. But in this time, I mean, like, for instance, you're reaching a sense where you're strong enough to take a little smoke. So when all them cars pass, although you live in the city, you don't hear it because you're thinking. Differently if you just live so. Then, you know what I mean, the whole world confuses you and you're worried and you don't have no time to think. And herb is a thing that gives you a little time for yourself so you can live if you use it.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol make you drunk, man. It don't make you meditate. It just make you drunk. When you drink alcohol, you don't meditate. You're more get-headed. Herbs is more a consciousness.
It must create problems for you, though, when you go different parts of the world where perhaps it's outlawed, as it were.
Well, it's just like what we're saying, is that I don't care. This is the people who make it outlaw, it's but a few. Majority of the people from the hurt want it. And it's just a few because guns and prisons and bad life treat you bad. So people kind of... But we want some people power. And the only people power is Rastafari.
Essentially, Marley's a quiet man, a difficult man to reach because he's got no interest in the hype vibe which preoccupies so many rock stars. He upset many New Zealand journalists by refusing interviews. Not because of a sudden whim, but because really he isn't interested in that type of thing.
Media. Is if I run a newspaper, I would do a lot of interviews because what I want to say, I would get it across. But when I talk to someone who have to go to someone and then I'm hesitant to fit up their business, and if it's too militant, them try to spread a type of propaganda. I mean, media, you know the media, you know the media, it's a different game. Media is a media control.
You were badly hurt once because of what seemed to be some sort of political type shooting in your home country, Jamaica. Do you see dabbling in politics a good idea for someone in your position?
Well, is it dabbling politics? I don't know what that is. Is it stand up and talk for my rights? I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right. Like, my life, you know, all I have is my life. That means if I can say I don't want that or I don't want this, when I check it out, the biggest man was a baby one time. So I don't know where he get all of these big ideas, want to be rulers over people. See? And help enforce devilism. Can't dig it. Can't take it. We're rebel, man. We're revolutionaries, you know?
Is that the way you'd see yourself?
Yeah, I see myself as a revolutionary. Who don't have no help. And not take no bribe from no one. I fight it single-handed with music. Rasta is the future. See? Yes. Rasta is the future, Skip.
BestJamaica.com, covering Jamaica in its entirety. From Negril Point to Morant Point, Galena Point to Rocky Point, BestJamaica.com is your source, bringing authentic Jamaica to you.
From the ones that you have over there on the big F. So just come over, hang out with us for a little bit. We're just relaxing, playing some interview and playing some of Marley's music. It's his birthday, and we want to really bring back some of the memories and bring back some of the talk, bring back some of the music. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. I want to give a shout out to Terry over there at Caribbean One Love, bringing all the Caribbean people together. We can't thank you enough. Also, you're bringing the Caribbean to the world, and the world is certainly coming to the Caribbean. And what we hear, and our motto is always one love, nothing but love on this side, nothing but love on this side of the fence at all. I mean, we preach and we sing and we do things in nothing but pure love. No malice towards anyone. It is just love. When we just don't say it because we can say things. A lot of us do that, but we, to the purity of our heart, that's what we say, that's what we mean. So come on, kick your shoes off and rock your waist and rock your head and just take in some of the music. And if you want to roll up that spliff or whatever you want to do, it's quite all right with me. I'm allergic to smoke, real bad. But tonight is okay. Tonight is okay. I'll suffer the consequences. So just Just hang out with us. Call us if you wish, or just say hi in the chat room, 661-467-2407. Just listen up again to some more Bob Marley.
I want to give you some good, good loving.
Jamaica.com, covering Jamaica in its entirety, from Negril Point to Moran Point, Galena Point to Rocky Point. BestJamaica.com is your source, bringing authentic Jamaica to you.
Yes, let's take that one from the top.
Turn your lights down low. And pull your window curtain. Oh, let the moon come shining in into our life again. Yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time.
Point, so we just got this together. It's been a hard week, But thanks for all your support. Thanks for those emails of encouragement. Definitely appreciate that. Coming up on Thursday on stage, we have Winsome Benjamin. I know she's really kicking up a lot of steam out there. She just received a Best Award at the Reggae International Award. You know, big up, Winsome. I know I'll have the opportunity to speak with you. Not on Thursday. Normally our show for on stage is on Thursday. Now we've changed it back to Friday. We just changed it to Friday at 7 o'clock to accommodate our European listeners. Are you guys out there? I know it's 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, but I know you're always listening to us, and thank you so much for listening. It's very difficult to get to us on the phone, but I know you're there. The number says you're there, so thank you so much, and your email also says that. We also have on that on Friday to Tall Rich. And he's always there in Belgium as well. So thank you, Tall Rich. I know you have to really be up all night like you did last week. But I know you've been getting some complaints because you came in a little bit late last week. But we're going to make it up to them on Friday. So tune in when we have Tall Rich and Winsome Benjamin tearing up the charts. And we will certainly have a good night on Friday. Saturday night, we have our oldies, Respect to the Legends. And Sunday night, Near Death Experience, on our co-host is now Mr. Keith Anthony, all the way there in London. Heal up, Keith. You're looking good. I love it. Love it. Good show on Sunday. And we hope to have back our regular show on next Monday night, just as soon as I get a few things sorted out. So thank you for coming in and listening to us. You're listening to Caribbean Radio Show, and this is your host, Dr. Evelyn Richardson. And we are going to be spinning some more music after we take a short break. And let's see what Mr. Shuntai has for us.
Greetings, this is Shuntai, and you're listening to the Caribbean Talk Show.
All right, thank you, Shuntai. And also, on I think the 15th, the 14th, the 7th, the 18th of February, we'll have Shuntai in the house, our musician that always give us those songs of strength and praises and guidance. He'll be in the house with us on the 17th. So look out for Shuntai. And also go support his music if you can. This young man has been doing a tremendous work with his music. All of the proceeds go toward taking care of 6 Jamaican families. So, I mean, when you have a young man dedicated doing that kind of a powerful work, we have to find every single means and way to support him. I have been doing that ever since we start the show. We start and end with his music, and we definitely always big him up and give him all the due praises. So please head up and to shuntaimusic.com, and the music are very inexpensive, $1.50, $3, $6 for an album. Come on. How more can you ask for? Plus, it's good music, inspirational music. So please support him if you can, certainly. All right? Let's take another listen to the Honorable Robert Nestor Marley.
With jamming, jamming,
all so jamming it down here. We jamming to the good vibration of the Honorable Nestor Marley. Thank you for coming in and sitting with us. Definitely, we really give thanks and praise for all them good times. We're big with us. Let's take a listen to one of my favorite singers.
Be sound about Batam with Sessa.
Oh, na 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 na.
Oh, oh,
oh, yeah.
Last year the first.
Oh, na 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 na. Ooh,
I'm still coming slowly but surely. Time after time, Satan in all his glory, trying to enslave my mind. I see him coming slowly but surely. Time after time, in our ship and family, I see it to eye. That's all I do not blind. They are full of corruption, so them still it to jail.
Oh well,
I man not go tell no lie. I speak the truth.
Hey, hey.
The ones we pay to serve and protect, we dey my try to eject. Leaders, they are so devious and corrupted. Always trying to keep Rasta people manipulated. I not go hold back no tongue, cause this is what Rasta say. Speak the truth and it will set you free, so do not stand in my way. I already know your plan, wicked Babylonian. We put a fire upon your plan and your corruption. And I go eat your bloody meat, I'm on a vegetarian. Now I go sip your bloody feet, I'll be your upper place and stimulant. I see them coming slowly but surely, time after time, Satan in all his glory, trying to enslave my mind. I see them coming slowly but surely, time after time, in our ship and from the appear to eye. That's why I go no blind. You tell I bought UFO, you tell I bought terrorists, yes. You tell I bought climate change, those are the crimes you have committed. Me put a fire upon your new world order. Harasta a go down to Africa. Righteousness, righteousness, man. I remember Henry Morgan and
Christopher Columbus.
I remember George Bush and Hitler.
Mussolini.
What? Rasta don't follow no one. We are the head of all things. So good tidings and joy is what Rasta brings. I see them coming slowly but surely, time after time, in a hardship and from the appear to eye. Drop one like on a blind. I see them coming slowly but surely, time after time, Satan in all his glory. When I go on like when I'm blind, I'm on a work for the devil, so we can't get in a
trouble.
I'm on a work for Lucifer, so don't wonder. I'm on a work for the devil, can't in a trouble. I'm on a work for Lucifer, don't wonder. As I see them, I see them, I see them, I see them, I see them time after time. I see them, I try get to the ransom in mind. I see them, 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 I see them.
Like many rats.
Thank you.
about a thing. You know, because in the end, every little thing is going to be all right. Don't you worry yourself about a thing, all right?
You are listening to Caribbean Talk Show, hosted by Dr. Richardson and Terry Reed, bringing you the sunshine, the street, and always on the beat.
Be sound about bad time with Sessa.
Oh, na 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 na.
Oh,
oh, oh. Ooh.
Lost you at the first.
Here I come again, Jaja. Before your presence we stand. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. He said, I must love and feed my enemies, and I'm gonna do it. He said, I shouldn't hate or grudge, and I won't, not even for a minute. Let only truth come from my lips. Bless our souls, cause without you we can't make it. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us leave our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. You are the wind beneath my wings. See me through all little things. You lifted me when I was down. Now you have me standing on higher ground. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us leave our words tomorrow. Deliver us from sin and shame. Out of the mount of babe and suckle in you of ordained strength. Oh, child, I'm depending on you. Oh, no other help I know. Oh, child, I'm depending on you. Oh, no other help I know. You're the only way. God be divine. With you I wanna stay. Please don't go. Tomorrow, let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. Yes, I must love and feed my enemies, and I'm gonna do it. Yes, I shouldn't hate or grudge, and I won't, not even for a minute. Let only truth come from my lips. Bless our souls, Lord, without you we can't make it. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow.
To Caribbean Talk Show, hosted by Dr. Richardson and Terry Reed, bringing you the sunshine, the street, and always on the beat.
when the musicians in Jamaica started to play, I know them can play calypso too, because they play a lot of calypso. Mm. But because the American influence music come past you down there, you know, them start to kind of get more to, them time used to have Fats Domino.
Yeah.
And plenty of them type of people. So after a while now, the music start drift from the reggae. See, it used to be a music almost like a half blues. I used to play before the sketch start, you know. Even people like Joe Higgs, cha-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na, cha-na-na, cha-na-na-na, you know that music?
Right.
Used to play that plenty.
Uh-huh.
So from there now it developed to people start ching, 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 ching for ska, you know. And then for rock steady, like jeng, jeng, jeng. For reggae, now it's check, 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 you know. So you have three different things. But the three of them can put together again and make one thing still.
Thank you so much for all of your support. your air with me every night, and what more could I ask for? Thank you so much. Big up to you. Big up, big up, big up, big up. Thank you. Thank you. That's one for Japan in South. Let me just play a little Molly for you before we go off and we come back.
Protect them,
friends them, I pray. For the bread drink, I pray. For the fish drink, I pray. Oh, guide and protect them, Lord. Oh, guide and protect them, Lord. For the needy, I pray. For the hungry, I pray. Oh, guide and protect them, Lord.
For the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty, is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yea, though I may walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I shall fear no one.
Guide and protect them. Oh, guide and protect them, Lord. Oh, guide and protect them, Lord. For my country, I pray. For my leaders, I pray. For my people, I pray. For the children, I pray.
And for all those, my brothers and sisters, I have not mentioned,